Hello and welcome to Inside Your County Government, a podcast that brings you an inside look at the people and events in and around county government that shape our Charles County. I'm your host, Fred Huber. Something a little different this time. This episode is part of a special series we're producing with the Charles County Commission for Women. So here we go.
Greetings, this is Clarissa Stroud from the Charles County Commission for Women, and thank you for joining us on the very first podcast of what hopefully will be many more podcasts to come. We're excited to share with you today. Let's get started. Tips on self-care. So we've heard the story all along about how you put your oxygen mask on before helping others. And it's so important during this time that we remember to put our oxygen mask on and to regenerate ourselves. We are no value if we're depleted, exhausted, emotionally, physically, or mentally. And so we'll have nothing left to give to our family, to our friends, and to our loved ones if we do not learn to practice the art of self-care. Notice I said learn. Self-care is a learned behavior, and we have to make it a part of our everyday routine. And the more we practice it, we'll get better at it, and we'll get better at knowing when we need it, and we'll know better as to what our body responds to. So let's look at self-care. Self-care is the ability to feed yourself, being fully present and engaged in what your body needs and what you need at this time. So it's very important that we learn how to do it. It's a very common term thrown around a lot these days. We're still unaware of what it truly means. Self-care is about taking care of yourself the same way you take care of others. It's about knowing what your mind and body needs, and you'll know when to step back and replenish your resources, and you'll know how to show yourself self-compassion. So let's just talk about this a little bit more. First, you have to define what self-care means to you. There are a lot of different definitions going around about self-care, but we have to define what it means to us. People will tell you that self-care is getting in a bubble bath or self-care is meditating, but we really have to locate ourselves in this present time and realize what that means to us. Understanding it'll mean different things depending on the season of life that you're in. Are you divorced? Are you just giving birth to a child? Are you going through a bereavement? Are you moving? Are you getting married? What does it mean to you in this season of life? You see, as a single person, self-care meant just laying on my couch and watching TV for a few hours and then getting up and taking care of the rest of the responsibilities. Now that I'm married and with a child, self-care is just having 30 minutes of quiet time, even if it's in the car. So in this new season of life, I had to redefine what that meant to me. So locate yourself in this season and in this time and figure out what it means to you. Have we ever defined it? I tell you what, many of us have not, but I guarantee you it is not an option, especially in this season. We've got to learn to redefine self-care. Self-care could be going to the mall. Well, we can't do that as freely as we want to. Self-care could be going out to the beach. We have so many other things to think about now during this pandemic, and it's so very important to locate yourself where you are in the situation in this era of 2021 and see what this means to you. Is it a bubble bath? Is it reading books? Is it 30 minutes of quiet with just no noise, just you and your thoughts? Is it journaling? There's so many different techniques, and you have to identify those that are important to you. So let's see. Ask yourself, what do you need? Not what is popular. There's so many things that are popular out there. Go get a massage. Go take a yoga class. But what is important to you? What do you need? I encourage you to make a list and find out what exactly feeds your soul during this time. Find out what really fills your cup and what subtracts from your cup. And of course, the things that fill you up, let's focus on those things. There's so many obstacles that can come between us and self-care. We can be too busy. We're not motivated. You know, sometimes, and I'm guilty of this myself, you just feel selfish. You feel like, hey, my family needs so much from me, or this committee that I'm on needs so much from me, or, you know, this other social activity is requiring this of me. And you can't feel selfish when you want to put yourself first for just a few moments. Viewing self-care as a selfish act is unfortunately a common barrier. Some of us fail to understand what it really means. And then we can create a self-care routine that is overwhelming. I mean, really, we think we have to have our face mask, we have to have a lotion, we have to have this particular bath bomb and candle going. Hey, it's really simple. Put yourself first, make a list and find out what you need, define what it means to you. Let's not overcomplicate it. Simplicity is what we're after. Replenishing ourselves is the goal. So let's just take all of that out of the way. Make your list, find out what's important to you, define what self-care is. Let's go back through the steps organized. Define what self-care means to you, yes? And then ask yourself what you need and don't overcomplicate it. Because in overcomplicating it, you zap your energy even doing that. So take your time and just figure out that simple thing that you need and make it happen. Self-care is super important. So let's talk about the areas of self-care. Let's look at the emotional side. Learn to become more self-aware. Just who are you? You know, where are your emotions at the time and how can you better control them? Is your job situation stressing you out? Honestly, is the news stressing you out? Figure out where you are and just what your triggers are and how those triggers can lead to you becoming imbalanced and needing that self-care. So practice mindfulness as well. Sometimes just 5 minutes here, just help you calm down. Some people have a squeezy toy. There are different techniques. Some people just put on some music for a minute. They chant. However you want to practice your mindfulness and being present will help you with your emotional self-care. And as always, talk to a therapist. There's someone there to help you. Talk to your pastor, to your therapist, to your best friend, somebody that can help you and that you can share your issues with and give you advice or give you another perspective on things. Listen to music. Music is proven to just have a powerful effect on our emotions. I even have music going on. You know, we're all working from home. I have music going on in my house every day. So it just keeps our whole house at a level of peace and quiet and rest. And so we like it. So try it. So again, practice mindfulness, talk to your therapist, your pastor, your best friend, and listen to some music. We want to really take care of ourselves emotionally. Now, moving on to physical self-care, drink more water. I promise you the goal every day is 100 ounces of water. I'm really good at it though. Sometimes I'll slip, but I try to drink my 100 ounces of water every day. It keeps you running, but it also keeps your organs functioning correctly. And you just start off small. Of course, I started just trying to get one bottle down. Then you move to two. Take your time. Again, don't overcomplicate it. But it's really awesome to stay hydrated. You'll notice a difference very soon. Try walking. Take a walk. That was the best. If I got overwhelmed or stressed at work, I'd just hop out and go for a walk around my block, around your backyard, to the gas station, wherever you have to go walking, just to get yourself a minute of calm, a minute of quiet. It also does wonders for your heart health and your mental health. You get that oxygen flowing, so try it. And then exercise, any type of exercise, Zumba, running the treadmill, jumping jacks, something to get that blood flowing and just get you going. Okay. So try something and we just take a stab at it. Don't be intimidated by any type of exercise or the fact that you might be out of shape. Just get going. As soon as you get going, you won't be able to stop or you'll try to incorporate it more and more to your day. And then just practical self-care, your finances, your banking statements, you're cleaning your house, your professional development course. There's so many other avenues that you could take with self-care. You know, if you want to handle your finances, if you want to save more money, if you want to try a professional development course and just go a different place in your career. There's so many things that you can think of and ways that you can just feel better. And even down to organizing your closet. I think that's been on my list for a few years now, but I'm going to do it. We're in the middle of a pandemic. I think this is the best time to do it. So maybe I'll conquer that. You'll hear about that on another podcast, but organize your closet. Hey, bless somebody else. We're all going through. Bless somebody else with those clothes. And most importantly, mental self-care. This is one of the most common areas that people want to improve is their mental self-care. So read a book. I have a shelf of books that I want to read, and they don't all have to be nonfiction. They can be fiction. They can be biographies. And so, you know, talk to your library, your local library. They're still open. They're virtual, but they're still open. So check your library out. Take a day trip. I know you can't go anywhere right now, but it still does wonders to get in the car and just drive, you know, clear your mind, listen to another podcast. Hey, like this one, listen to our next one. And so just take a minute for yourself and just go on a trip, walk around. There's so many awesome places here in Maryland. And you haven't seen till you've seen the edge of Maryland. That's what we call it, the edge of Maryland. So just go somewhere, find you some water and look out. I know it's cold, so wrap up. Solve a puzzle. Get a puzzle. They have plenty of puzzles at the dollar store. They're having sales on puzzles because people need something to do. So find a game. There's so many things on your phone now. But find something that just triggers your mind to get working. And then, of course, in this time, we all have so much to be grateful for in the midst of all of this loss. In the midst of all of this turmoil, we have so much that we can be thankful for. And social self-care is kind of hard where everything is on Zoom, but we can do it. We can do it. Hey, book another Zoom call and talk to your family. It's so good to see their faces, you know, and just say hi to them and see them all doing well and hear their voices. So take that time, do a virtual lunch date. I got my daughter and some friends in Florida on a call and they had lunch together and showed off their favorite toys. So hey, you try it too. Show off your new thing you ordered from Amazon because I know those packages are coming to the door. Join a local class. Somebody, I'm sure, is having a class that you're interested in. Everybody's on Zoom. Look and find something that can just spur your imagination and your joy socially and spiritually. Meditate, go to church, self-reflect, find that space of calm and peace in your life. Turn off the news for a few minutes. I know it's so much to see, and just get quiet. Get quiet and enjoy just the peace. Enjoy strengthening your relationship with your creator, your God, strengthening your relationship with yourself, and just get to know you. Quiet down and get to know you and self-reflect on all that has happened in your life in the past week. And then write it down in that gratitude journal. Hey, let's go. You can do it. Self-care is a learned behavior. I'm excited to be going on the journey with you. And you can do it. I believe in you. It's going to be amazing. Hey, define what self-care means to you. Ask yourself, what do you need? And then get about it. Do it. Don't put it off like I did with my closet. Don't put it off. Get started now. Self-care is important. Put your mask on first so that you have something to give to others. Thanks, you all. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. Remember, you can find more great podcasts online at charlescountymd.gov/podcast. Like this episode? Then head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We can be found under Charles County Government.